Live from the heart of Bolito, and speaking of in your hands, right now, I have one hand that is not functioning. It's by choice. I've got a blue glove on it, and I'm going to try and get through the rest of this radio hour one-handed with my dominant hand out of action and in a blue latex glove. Why, you might ask? Certainly, if you were looking at the situation right now, it's a bit of a head-scratcher, and that's kind of the point. It's part of a thing called the Blue Glove Initiative, and to explain why I've chosen to do it and why people around the country have been doing it this week, well, in the studio with me, I happen to have a special guest for this next radio chat, Kanyan Luli, who is project manager of an organization called Coming Home. And welcome, Kanyi, to Radio Life and Style on a fresh Friday. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm okay. I'm okay.
You've got both of your hands working right now, so you're better than me.
Yes.
I am, well, essentially, I'm putting myself in the shoes of someone who has lost use of their dominant hand, which is, I didn't realize this, but this is a common feature of being a stroke victim. Often it's, you lose function, use of one of your appendages, your limbs, and often it's your dominant hand. If you're right-handed,
that's true.
So this is me. I've got a glove on my right hand. It is frozen right now and not functioning on the table. Quite difficult because I'm trying to operate a radio desk here and a computer and flip through notes, and it's just for a second giving me a little glimpse into the frustration of having to adjust to not being able to use something that you've taken for granted for so long.
Yeah.
Where did this idea for the Blue Glove Initiative come from?
So basically, we normally work with stroke survivors, and we've seen the frustration that they have whenever they're coming from the hospital back to their homes and having to adjust. And sometimes you'll find that they it can be their right side or their left hand side is not working. So having to adjust and use the different hand that you're not used to, and we wanted to challenge people to see how is it that these people are affected and how difficult it is to adjust to those situations, because normally it takes you like a second to do whatever that you used to with your right hand, because you're right-handed, but having to adjust now and do this, and I can see you're struggling now but it is just to raise awareness with stroke, since it was Stroke Awareness Day
on Tuesday,
and we just want to say to people who are affected by stroke that we see what they are going through, and we are with them and we support them all the time. That's why we're raising awareness, and we always try to make sure that people are eating healthy, are exercising, and doing things that will help them to avoid having stroke.
So this is an initiative that you guys, as a Coming Home organization, are really behind in a big way. And let's just talk about the Coming Home organization and the work that you do. I believe you're based in Bolito, is that right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. So we are Coming Home organization. We are an NPO, registered NPO. We help people who are chronic illness sufferers. And mainly when we started out, we were only assisting stroke survivors. But we've seen the impact and how people are affected by chronic illnesses, different chronic illnesses. So what we do, we provide them with home-based care in their homes. Okay. So we train caregivers and we place them to people who require their services. So we understand the frustration coming from the hospital and having now to adjust to your house and not sure what to do, where to go. So that's why we provide home-based care in your house where you recover. Basically, so that's what we do. We work with different organizations in terms of bringing support, because we don't only focus on the physical well-being of the person, but we bring a holistic approach to it. We provide physiotherapists, we provide occupational therapists, we even provide psychology if you need that kind of assistance.
Yeah.
So what we normally do is that we do an evaluation of a patient. We get to know what their needs are, and then we provide you services that are tailor-made to you.
Brilliant. And this is an offering that has been going now for, well, half a decade, since 2019,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Amazing. And the fact that the scope has increased now to broadly focus on a chronic illness and those that need home-based care, tailored-made home-based care, I think it's a real value add to life in and around Bolito. And the fact that you are based in Bolito but serving far beyond just our community.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We normally work with previously disadvantaged communities, and some of them we provide even food hampers for them, like monthly food hampers. We host wellness days where we just teach them about taking care of themselves, what some of the things that they need to do. We provide different facilities to help them. So we normally target those communities that we see that they really need assistance.
Brilliant work, and important work. And this week, with Stroke Awareness Day, World Stroke Awareness Day, having just taken place on Tuesday, and then the Blue Glove Initiative, getting people to, for just an hour of their day, try and put themselves in the shoe of someone who's lost function, lost the use of a dominant arm. What symptoms should we be looking out for in terms of early warning signs, stroke symptoms, and how to act fast? Because that can make a huge difference in how quickly you get to a healthcare facility or a hospital, in terms of what your picture looks like post-stroke. Am I right?
Yes, yes, yes. That's true. So mainly the symptoms would be maybe loss of memory, or sometimes what normally contributes to stroke is usually high blood pressure. Mm. And nowadays you find even youth, people our age, are affected by stroke. We normally know that it's something that affects our parents, but even us, because sometimes we are stressed, a lot of things are happening, and the blood stop flowing in our brains. So we use a FAST, something that we called a FAST acronym when identifying and dealing with stroke. It's the alphabet FAST. So F, mm-hmm, means face, arms, speech, and time. So it's F, face, A, arms, S, speech, and then time. So this basically means that a face, when a person cannot smile, or there is a change in their mouth or their eyes, it can be that they are developing stroke on either side of their faces.
Okay.
Or their face has dropped. Mm. That's face. And then arm, you'll find that their arms are weak. Like maybe, for example, your right hand now, because you have your glove on your right hand, you find that your hand is no longer working the way it used to. Mm. And then S, it will be speech problems. This can be that people will have, a person will have difficulties of speaking or even pronouncing words, and they get frustrated because you don't know what's happening. One minute you can speak properly, and then the next you can't. That's one of the signs for stroke. And then time is very crucial, because how you respond to stroke or when is very important, and in terms of you recovering. So time, when you notice all of these symptoms that I just mentioned, it is important that you get medical help as soon as you can, because you can recover from stroke fully if you get medical help fast. But if you take longer, then you find that you can be paralyzed on maybe on your side that was affected, and it can never recover, or sometimes you'll need physiotherapy to get you through to it. So time is very important for you to act fast when you notice stroke symptoms.
Wow, now you've got a bit of a working knowledge. If you didn't already know about the FAST acronym, you've got it here. And for those who are candidates and who are looking for home-based care options, what's the smartest way to get in touch with the Coming Home organization to find out about the services that you offer and to start that conversation, can you?
So we are on social media, all social media platforms. We are Coming Home SA, and we have a website. It's www.cominghome.org.za, or you can contact us via email. It's cho@cominghome.org.za.
There you go. And you've been hearing it from the project manager of the Coming Home organization, Kanye Mdluli, my special guest, a lady who has gifted me a blue glove to wear. Well, my hand is frozen and not working. And wow, it's been just trying to operate the radio machines while we've been having this interview. It's been a chore. It's been a challenge. It's been an eye-opener. And I think a really effective initiative just to for a brief moment, experience the frustration of trying to adapt to having lost the use of a limb. And more power to you, to the organization, the Coming Home organization, Kanye, the great work that you're doing. And the fact that you're based here in Ballito, I can see that we'll definitely be having another chat again really soon on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Thank you so much. We would appreciate that. And we love spreading awareness and teaching people about taking care of themselves and avoiding stroke and other illnesses.
Important message to get out there. And you're getting it right here on a Friday on Radio Life